HarperCollins presents Barefoot Pilgrimage, a memoir by Andrea Corr, read by Andrea Corr. For Brett, and especially for our two great blessings, Brett Jr. and Jeannie, this baton passes to you. Dear listener, I did not sit down to write a book. This, whatever this may be, began in the summer of 2017. 2 years after Daddy had died, 18 years after Mum. An overwhelming need to write it all down, because if I died now too, this strange, normal, family, human love story, as it really was to me, might also die. And then would it have ever really been? I did not sit down at all, nor consider a destination. I just obeyed the pictures as they came, the questions, the fleeting moments, the present into the past, the present because of the past, and back again, with a few human, mad gene detours along the way. The first story, in the chalet in Skerries, was truly the first door that opened. That dusty room on top of the mattresses, hiding and pretending I wasn't there. It persisted, and it seems to me now insisted I write it down, not another one, not a perhaps better one. That memory was the first door, the first room, and it began this barefoot pilgrimage. I walked fast to summon the pictures. I walked fast to slow them down, to still them ultimately, and to merely describe then the room that I had returned to in my mind. A sympathetic, non-judgmental voyeur of my own life as I lived it growing up. A narrator with the blessing of hindsight. It is what it is, and that is okay. So many of the rooms I loved. They made me laugh out loud remembering us as we were. That's a lucky thing to say. Other rooms, of course, I was happy to write myself out of as swiftly as possible and scramble in the dark for another door. I tried not to think of you, dear listener, for I am a singer with a debilitating desire to be liked. I tried not to censor it all clean and smiling like a pop video. It came to obsess me in a way once I began. Images from the past were appearing all the time. Blinding flashes of you startle me awake. The outside tap on the wall. The musty earth smell of my cat's paws. The hanging lamp over the oval glass table that you pull down and change the mood of the kitchen. But most of all, Mum. In my first draft, she was barely there. I thought I had forgotten her, that I had forgotten what it was like to be with her, to blissfully take her for granted. But she came back to me on these walks, and I think after all that it may have been she that had me do this, because this does not feel like it was ever a decision of mine. And now that I am sitting down, writing to you, I think I may understand this first story. I felt a pain in my heart when I heard her voice looking for me. All this time, maybe it is me that has been looking for her, and this is Jean Bell's engraving in the tree. Take a picture with words. Click. My tanned feet, their nails the colour of the pool before me, the sky above. My naked 3-year-old, naked babies I dreamed of, singing while he makes muddy puddles, oh Peppa Pig and her silly dada the expert, with his rented garden's hose on this holiday in Portugal. I'm on my third book, and in my head I'm beginning my own story. Maybe I should. Maybe I can do more than the mere minutes of a song, and I can leave it to you to imagine the melody. Catchy pop, with more hooks than a, what was it? But I warn you, my weakness is vanity. I want you to like me, so I must picture this unread. Not all that I remember I am proud of, but when it comes to childhood, I think we can only wonder why, but never blame. And I think there's a continuous thread that just might explain me, but I still don't understand. And good God, could we just stop analysing ourselves? First world vocation. And Ireland says, aye, that's Catholic guilt. The thread. I'm 7, on top of a pile of old mattresses. I can't even kneel here without touching the ceiling, and I'm reading a children's book I loved, The Wild Swans. It's a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?